and northwest England and Wales much the same, remaining dry but rather cold. And that's the Nova News and weather, 3:30 past 11.
It, I'm giving up the fags. As Mark Twain said, giving up cigarettes is the easiest thing in the world, and I should know. I've done it hundreds of times. Thank you, Siobhan. I'm Tony with you till 12. This is Nova Stereo.
Tim Kelly here from KFI in Los Angeles, just wishing all the faithful listeners of Nova, a howdy and a hello and a good day and a good afternoon. Listen, me and about 25 of my friends need a place to stay over here, and if any, you could probably give us a...
The Red Corner Shop, the name that started a revolution in furniture discount sales. An epic tale of bulk buying, of importing across frontiers, and of keeping the quality high. Full marks to The Red Corner Shop, carrying on the struggle, the fight against overexpensive furniture, so that every home can have quality goods at a fair price. The Red Corner Shop, 89 Lower Dorset Street. You can't miss it, and you can't afford to miss it.
It's out now, Ireland's most exciting women's magazine. This magazine pictures four top models and their children in exciting look-alike fashion from Boyers, North Earl Street. It asks what cost your next child. It interviews the woman behind the man at Stormont. It offers a great health and fitness prize. It's terrific. Who'd miss a month without it? It magazine is out now.
Fancy a lunatic night out at the theatre? Ah, yes, sirree. The triumphant return of zany duo John Ottaway and Wiley Barrett. They invade the Olympia Theatre on Sunday the 25th of April. Tickets, Freebird, Golden Discs and the Olympia. So don't dare miss Ottaway and Barrett at the Olympia Sunday 25th of April. Game for laughs.
Here's a couple from Lennon. Nova 88. That one's for me. I tell them there's no problem. Only solutions. 20 past 11, Nova 88. These are altered images. Great new single from Blondie, that's called Island of Lost Souls. 27 minutes past 11 on Nova 88 FM. Here's something from Pelican West by Urquhart Woodunderland.
Of Anger Street, we are offering the very best in home entertainment and accessories. Come in and see our range of TV, video, hi-fi, domestic appliances and Maxell recording accessories. To all our video purchasers, we offer free membership of Video Library, free first 10 films of your choice, free a 3-hour blank video cassette. We also offer same-day delivery service and installation at no extra cost. We can arrange finance if necessary. Quality products at sensible prices. Harris's of Anger Street, just up from Dockrose.
Nova. I'm Talking Heads.
A long time I felt without style or grace.
As the new Kim Wilde's called View from a Bridge. 21 minutes to 12, midnight at 12. We've got Don Allen for you after the news. We're going to rock the bay till then on Nova 88. This is The Stones.
Hang fire.
Every Saturday night. Tarzan, let's see action.
If you work or live near Upper Baggett Street, then take a look at Tatler's Hairdressing Salon. Their top stylists cater for male and female styles at very reasonable prices. Tatler's Hairdressing Salon, Upper Baggett Street. It's just beside Baggett's Delicatessen.
783-3-3.
When you need a cab from VIP,
783-3-3.
It's the easiest way from A to B.
783-3-3.
Hello, this is VIP Taxis. And this is Chaz Jankel. It's 11 minutes before 12 midnight on Nova 88 FM in stereo and the Mighty 890. Mode and I just can't get enough. Fine, that's it. Stay tuned for Don Allen after the news. I'll see you soon. All news, by the way, enunciated by Siobhan Purcell. As always, I love you. Ta-da. Leave you with some time. Broadcasting from Dublin on 8.46 a.m. and 88 FM and stereo, this is Radio Nova, where we keep time by citizen. And right now, the time by citizen is 12 midnight.
Nova News and weather, I'm Siobhan Purcell. Mrs. Thatcher and senior minister spent 3 hours this evening discussing the proposals that the foreign secretary brought back from Washington. The positions of Britain and Argentina are said to be still very far apart, but it's been decided to get in touch with the American Secretary of State again and continue the search for a diplomatic solution. In Argentina, President Galtieri has said the chances of peace are narrowing. He has been briefing his foreign minister, who is leaving for Washington to attend a meeting of the Organization of American States. Mr. Costa Mendes will be invoking the Rio Treaty, obliging the nations of the Americas to come to Argentina's defense. Meanwhile, the Argentines are saying that though part of the task force is close to South Georgia, they don't think there will be an assault because there's a severe storm blowing. At home, the Sinn Féin, the Workers' Party, Ard Eshin in Dublin, has voted to change the party's name by dropping the words Sinn Féin. In future, the organisation will be known as the Workers' Party. The change was overwhelmingly endorsed by delegates after a debate this afternoon. It's believed that the decision to change the party's name, North and South, represents a victory for many of the younger members who joined in the last decade and who felt they were losing potential support because of public confusion between it and provisional Sinn Féin. Two girl hitchhikers were killed on a head-on collision between two cars near Colcullen in County Kildare this afternoon. The drivers of the two cars were injured and are being treated in Naas Hospital. The names of the girls have not yet been released. Civil servants have expressed concern at the increasing rate with which government ministers and ministers of state are recruiting personnel from outside the civil service. At the annual conference in Dunleary, delegates said a limit should be set to this practice. They said career civil servants were quite capable of giving ministers any professional advice they required. In other news, at least four people were killed in the center of Brussels early this morning when an explosion and fire destroyed a house where Turkish emigrants were holding a party. Six others were injured and 10 people are still missing. A search of the ruins had to stop because of a danger of walls collapsing. It's thought the explosion was caused by a faulty gas boiler. The Egyptian Foreign Minister, Mr. Kamal Hassan Ali, has told a news conference on Cairo that there are no difficulties whatsoever about the final stage of the Israeli withdrawal from Sinai today. There still is a dispute over who should control a small stretch of coastline. Mr. Hassan Ali said it's been agreed for the time being that the Israelis would withdraw to the line considered by Egypt to be the international border, while the Egyptians would advance to the line claimed by Israel. In northern Sinai, 20 Jewish militants have spent the day in Yamit Synagogue, the only building still standing in the town. Police in Milan say they've arrested a Red Brigade terrorist who was convicted in his absence of kidnapping the American NATO officer James Dozier. A spokesman said that Francesco Lebianco, sentenced to 26 years in prison by a court in Verona, was detained on Wednesday. An appeal court in Italy has issued warrants for the arrest of five people in connection with the bomb explosion at the railway station in Bologna nearly 2 years ago, in which 85 people were killed. In Britain, about 4,000 people demonstrating against vivisection gathered outside the government's chemical defence establishment in Wiltshire this afternoon. More than 1,000 of the protesters broke through a police roadblock and were kept back by police just outside the building. The protest was against the use of animals for experiments. In Glasgow this afternoon, some 4,000 people marched in protest at the forthcoming visit of the Pope to Britain. The protesters were addressed by the militant Protestant leader, Pastor Jack Glass, who said the trip was part of a plot to pull Britain under the See of Rome. Finally, back home again, the price of cigarettes will go up by fourpence for 20 beginning this Tuesday. The rise is being approved by the government and the extra money goes to the manufacturers and retailers. There will be a further increase of about threepence on 20 in a week's time because of the raising of value-added tax in the budget. And on a happier note, the 1982 Eurovision Song Contest has been won by 17-year-old Nicole of West Germany. Israel came second. Ireland's entry, Here Today, Gone Tomorrow, sung by the Duskies, came in the 11th place. And now, Radio Nova's had many calls from the Malahide-Portmarnock area of Dublin regarding the fact that their water was turned off sometime this evening with no warning and so far no explanation from the County Council, except that they are looking into the matter, or into the reservoir, whatever the case may be. If anyone out there knows anything more, Radio Nova would appreciate being let in on the secret. And the weather forecast in Dublin, dry with clear skies, but cold overnight with widespread sharp ground frost. In the north, cold also overnight, temperatures down to 0 degrees inland, and in northwest England and Wales, much the same, remaining dry but cold. And that's the Nova News and weather, 5 minutes past midnight.
Radio Nova. Gone, Alan!
Just another room, just another town.
Your mind can't conceive.
Great song for you by the Jones Girls. That's called Nights Over Egypt. The song that came number 11 this, well, last night, shall we say, technically, in Harrogate. The Duskies, Here Today, Gone Tomorrow. It's 12 past 12 here on Clutter Free Nova. Good morning.
But I'm the one who knows that you has its advantages. I only moved in here yesterday, but already Brian, the handyman, is busy putting up the SoundSoak panels. SoundSoak acoustical wall covering. It simply absorbs the noise, making offices, workshops, or any place more pleasant to work in. SoundSoak is beautiful, too. Panels have embossed fabric finishes, and they come in 6 colors, so that they combine perfectly with my carefully chosen decor. SoundSoak makes a place look and sound like home.
SoundSoak acoustical cladding was used in Radio Nova's new studio. If you'd like to hear more about SoundSoak, telephone Armstrong Ceilings on Dublin 783-222.
Brian, I didn't know you could play piano too.
If you work or live near Upper Baggot Street, then take a look at Tatler's Hairdressing Salon. Their top stylists cater for male and female styles at very reasonable prices. Tatler's Hairdressing Salon, Upper Baggot Street. It's just beside Baggot's Delicatessen.
I'd rather be in Ireland with Radio Nova.
A lunatic night out at the theatre. Ah, yes, sirree. The triumphant return of zany duo John Ottaway and Wiley Barrett. They invade the Olympia Theatre on Sunday the 25th of April. Tickets free, bird, golden discs, and the Olympia. So don't dare miss Ottaway and Barrett at the Olympia Sunday 25th of April. Game for laugh.
If you work or live near Upper Baggot Street, then take a look at Tatler's Hairdressing Salon. Their top stylists cater for male and female styles at very reasonable prices. Tatler's Hairdressing Salon, Upper Baggot Street. It's just beside Baggot's Delicatessen.
Blue eyes, baby's got blue eyes, like a deep blue.
Great sound for you by Elton John. That's called Blue Eyes. 25 and a half now to 1 o'clock here on Clutter Free Nova. This Sunday is National Bike Day, so get yourself a bike at the Little Sports Shop beside the Fairview Football or Footbridge at 10:30, cycling to St. Stephen's Green and then around Joyce's Dublin.
She ran the risk from unity. Session dies alone with tragedy.
That's the sound of Spandau Ballet and a tune called She Loves Like Diamond. As we're talking about Bike Day tomorrow, free membership to over 14s to the bike club. Remember, it's National Bike Day tomorrow, or rather today to be technical.
I saw him dancing there by the wreck of machine. I knew he must have
have been about 17. Big and strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it would be long, that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it would be long, that he was with me, yeah, me. Cause it's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me.
Isn't she just lovely? Give her a big hand of applause. That's Elkie Brooks on a tune called Fool If You Think It's Over. 4.5 minutes now before news time.
David Brown took the guitar solo.
Radio Nova, the music's just begun. Radio Nova, Europe's number one.
Radio Nova, the music's just begun.
Radio Nova, Europe's
Windsor, Rialto and Hallis Cross Bridge for your new Datsun car. Buying or leasing, come along and see us today. We sell more cars because we give good value every time. Windsor, Rialto and Hallis Cross Bridge, open 7 days a week.
If you work or live near Upper Baggett Street, then take a look at Tatler's Hairdressing Salon. Their top stylists cater for male and female styles at very reasonable prices. Tatler's Hairdressing Salon, Upper Baggett Street. It's just beside Baggett's Delicatessen.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 846 AM and 88 FM in stereo, this is Radio Nova, where we keep time by citizen, and right now the time by citizen is 1 AM.
Nova News and weather, I'm Siobhan Purcell. Good morning. Mrs. Thatcher and senior ministers spent 3 hours discussing the proposals that the Foreign Secretary brought back from Washington. The positions of Britain and Argentina are said to be still very far apart. And in Argentina, President Galtieri has said the chances of peace are narrowing. He has been briefing his foreign minister, who's leaving for Washington to attend a meeting of the Organization of American States. Mr. Costa Mendes will be invoking the Rio Treaty, obliging the nations of the Americas to come to Argentina's defense. Meanwhile, the Argentines are saying that though part of the task force is close to South Georgia, they don't think there will be an assault because there is a severe storm blowing. The Defense Ministry has announced the first casualty in the task force. It happened when a Sea King helicopter from the aircraft carrier Hermes came down in the sea. The pilot was rescued, but the other member of the crew, Officer Kevin Casey, a married man from Portland in Dorset, could not be found. Two more ships have left Portsmouth for the South Atlantic. A report that the task force, or part of it, has landed on the island of South Georgia has been discounted. The Defense Ministry say that the fleet has not landed anywhere but is en route and on time. At home, Sinn Féin, the Workers' Party, Ardèche and Dublin has voted to change the party's name by dropping the word Sinn Féin. In future, the organisation will be known as the Workers' Party. The change was overwhelmingly endorsed by delegates after a debate this afternoon. Two girl hitchhikers were killed on a head-on collision between two cars near Colcullen in County Kildare this afternoon. The drivers of the two cars were injured and are being treated in Naas Hospital. Civil servants have expressed concern at the increasing rate with which government ministers and ministers of state are recruiting personnel from outside the civil service. They said career civil servants were quite capable of giving ministers any professional advice they required. At least four people were killed in the centre of Brussels early this morning when an explosion and fire destroyed a house where Turkish immigrants were holding a party. Six others were injured and 10 people are missing. The Egyptian Foreign Minister, Mr. Kamal Hassan Ali, has told a news conference in Cairo that there are no difficulties whatsoever about the final stage of the Israeli withdrawal from Sinai today. In northern Sinai, 20 Jewish militants have spent the day in Yamit Synagogue, the only building still standing in the town. Police in Milan say they've arrested a Red Brigade terrorist who was convicted in his absence of kidnapping the American NATO officer James Dozier. A police spokesman said that Francesco Labianco, sentenced to 26 years in prison by a court in Verona, was detained on Wednesday. In Britain, about 4,000 people demonstrating against vivisection gathered outside the government's chemical defence establishment in Wiltshire this afternoon. The protest was against the use of animals for experiments. In Glasgow this afternoon, some 4,000 people marched in protest at the forthcoming visit of the Pope to Britain. And finally, the price of cigarettes will go up by fourpence for 20, beginning this Tuesday. The rise is being approved by the government and the extra money goes to the manufacturers and retailers. And there will be a further increase of about threepence on 20 in a week's time because of the raising of value-added tax in the budget. And that's good news for you trying to quit smoking. Germany has won the Eurovision Song Contest at Harrogate in Yorkshire. The winning song was A Touch of Peace, sung by Nicole. Israel came second and Switzerland third. And now a message from North Dublin Water Distribution to those people in the Portmarnock Malahide area. Due to an explosion in filter pipes, there will continue to be water cutoffs during the night. Radio Nova and listeners would like to thank Mr. Sean Stesser of the Waterworks, who helped clear up the mystery, and to apologise for the inconvenience. And a look at the weather in Dublin, dry with clear skies but cold overnight with widespread sharp ground frost. Today will be a warm sunny day, temperatures a high of 15 to 18 degrees. In the north, much the same, and in northwestern parts of England and Wales, cloudy with some drizzle overnight, but you can look forward to a dry, warm and quite sunny day. And that's the Nova News and weather, 4 minutes past one. Next Nova News at 7.
Radio Nova.
Dawn Allen.
Beautiful piece of music by Vangelis, taking our time to 1:10. Many thanks to Siobhan for the news. And right now, this good word for you.
The Dolphin Disc sale continues with more great record and tape offers.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you.
Like the Human League Dare. The album of the year, featuring their greatest singles, only $4.99, record or tape. Also at Dolphin Discs, AC/DC, U2 October, $3.99. Meat Loaf, Bat Out of Hell and Dead Ringer, only $4.49.
The best music on Radio Nova.
FM in stereo, the Mighty 890. This is Radio Nova playing your hits 24 hours a day. Good morning to all our Rod Stewart fans.
Oh, yeah. In these days of changing ways.
That was Leo Sayer there with a pretty song called Have You Ever Been in Love? It's 1:26. Clutter-free Nova, 88 FM in stereo, the Mighty 890, where one hit follows another. And this is Herbie Hancock.
Radio Nova, playing all over Dublin, now.
Five names that I can hardly stand to hear, including yours and mine.
The frozen rain,
and I so alone.
Honey, when they gonna send me?
Looking at the clock, it's 23 minutes past 7. It's the Clutter France Sea of Nova on 88 FM in stereo. And that, of course, was Steely Dan there with Bad Sneakers. And the hits just keep on coming, like this one from Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Dublin. This is Radio Nova, and I'm Bill Stevens from KUTE Radio, Los Angeles, California. Next time you're in Los Angeles, check us out for the best music on the West Coast.
U-102. Ooh.
Summer camp, set in peaceful countryside near Carbery, County Kildare. What draws the elite of 8 to 12-year-olds to this holiday mecca? We talk to veterans.
I've been on a summer camp once before and I'd like to go again.
Adventurous types.
Because I've never been on one.
And enthusiasts.
Because we have great fun.
At Tealock, boys and girls get great food and the right amount of attention.
Swimming, pony riding, play jokes.
Are just some of the more popular pastimes. At Tealock,
you won't get bored.
At £50 per week, Tealock is the perfect summer camp for 8 to 12-year-olds. It commences on June the 11th, but intake is limited to 24 children per week. To book or inquire, please telephone Dublin 808 615.
Tealock Summer Camp. Great fun.
In this week's Sunday Journal.
Read all about it. Read all about it.
Overspending on defence is no longer exclusively a superpower problem. Right here in Ireland, the defence of private property and public institutions, individuals and public figures, as well as border duty by the security forces, is taking an increasing share of the pounds you pay in taxation. Read the full facts and find out what's being done about it. Keep up to date with your Big Value Colour Sunday Journal.
Read all about it.
It's all in this week's great Sunday Journal.
Hello, darlings. It's your favourite Antipodean megastar here. I'm going to tell you all about Flowers by Elizabeth, the Interflora florist. You can get everything there, darlings, from pansies to lilies, even the world-famous Glady. So, possums, if it's blooms you want, blooms you'll get at Flowers by Elizabeth, the Interflora florist. Why not troll along to one of their three branches in Dublin? Or you can pick up the phone. Their number is 606-881. Give them your credit card number, and they'll send flowers anywhere in the world. So don't forget that number. It's 606-881, and the world's your oyster.
Radio Nova, the mighty 890.
Warmed over kisses, left over love. I see I gotta be heading for pain. I see a broken heart wearing my name. You're handing me shooting stars up above. Warmed over kisses, left over love.
Say good morning now to all the hard-working chefs in Blooms. Hard-working, I'll bet. Good morning, Ken, and also good morning to Debbie Higgins, who's in hospital.
You, baby.
see, baby, I've been thinking about it, yeah. And I've been wanting to get next to you, baby. You see, sometime I fool moms, I say,
minutes away from 8 o'clock on this Sunday morning. It's Andy playing all your favourites like Jackson Brown and Shaky Town. That's the favourite of Steve, who's working in our newsroom at the moment. Good morning, Steve. By the way, where's our breakfast? Ken and I are starving.
Dorothy is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed that ain't hard to define. Yes, he's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade.
that doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that's like Jesse's girl? I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman? Where can I find a woman like that? And I'm looking in the mirror all the time, wondering what she don't see in me. I've been funny, I've been cool with the lines. Ain't that the way love's supposed to be?
Hickey's have a brand new branch right in the heart of Dublin.
Where?
Downstairs in Penny's. Hickey's new branch, where you can choose from the same superb range of quality fabrics and buy all your sewing accessories. Where?
Downstairs in Penny's.
Hickey's have the fashion fabrics to make beautiful clothes for your family.
And beautiful curtains for your home. Where?
Downstairs in Penny's.
In Mary Street.
Make it beautiful, make it right, make it with fabric from Hickey's.
Make your way to Santley Stock Car Raceway this Sunday afternoon. It's on the Dublin Airport Road. For all the thrills and spills in stock car racing, Santley Raceway is the place to be this Sunday afternoon. They're off at 3:15. See you there.
In stereo.
Yeah.
the mainland.
Therefore, the music was correct, but of course it isn't. It's a bit of a little bit of a...
Radio Nova International.
this is Casey Kasem. I'll be bringing you up to date on today's music when I count down this week's 40 biggest hits on American Top 40. The countdown can be heard this afternoon from 12 until 4 in stereo right here on Radio Nova.
And of course, the countdown is sponsored by Club Travel. It's now 5 to 8, and this is Human League.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you. I picked you out, I shook you up and turned you around, turned you into someone new. Now 5 years later on, you've got the world at your feet. Success has been so easy for you. But don't forget, it's me who put you where you are now, and I can put you back down too. Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it.
Holidays are getting nearer, so now is the time to start getting into shape. The Riverside Gym, which caters for both men and women, have courses on Keep Fit, Slimming, Bodybuilding, Judo, Karate, and there are saunas and sunbeds too. So shape up this year at the Riverside Gym, 3 to 4 Aston Quay. Telephone 77-1228 for further details and news about their special reduction for groups. The Riverside Gym, 3 to 4 Aston Quay, only 100 yards from O'Connell Bridge. They're open 10 a.m. until 10 p.m.
Escape to the sun on a Tara Travel holiday to Morocco. Now, for the first time in reach of Irish sun lovers with direct Dublin to Morocco flights courtesy of Tara Travel. You'll enjoy miles of golden beaches, exotic towns, vibrant nightlife, and guaranteed sunshine in an unforgettable experience at real value for money. Ask your travel agent about Tara's bonded holidays to magical Morocco.
Tara Travel.
Windsor Motors, South Circular Road, Rialto, Dublin's downtown Datsun dealers. Come along today to our vast showroom display and select your new Datsun car from our range of Stanzas, Bluebirds, Sunnies, Cherries, Laurels, Saloons, Hatchbacks and Coupes. Windsor Motors, Ryalto and Harrods Cross Bridge, open 7 days a week.
From Dublin on 846 AM and 88 FM in stereo, this is Radio Nova, where we keep time by citizen. And right now, the time by citizen on this Sunday morning is exactly 8 o'clock.
Nova News with Ken Hammond. The headlines. Britain has asked Mr. Hague to continue negotiations in the Falklands dispute. Israel completes its withdrawal from Sinai today, and West Germany has won the Eurovision Song Contest. Good morning. In London, the British Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher, has been in close consultation with the inner cabinet following the return of the Foreign Secretary, Mr. Pym, from his talks in Washington with the American Secretary of State, Mr. Hague. The cabinet discussed the latest American proposals for a settlement of the Falklands dispute. After a three-hour meeting, it was decided that the British government would again contact the American Secretary of State, Mr. Hague, in a continuing effort to find a diplomatic solution through his mediation efforts. Officials in London have said they're not optimistic that diplomacy alone will solve the crisis. There are no details of the proposals, but both sides are said to be as far apart as ever. The British Shadow Foreign Secretary, Mr. Healy, in Washington to promote United Nations involvement in settling the dispute, has called on the United States to impose economic sanctions against Argentina if Mr. Hague's efforts do not succeed. Amid speculation of an imminent landing by part of the British task force on the island of South Georgia, a British Defence Ministry statement has warned Argentina not to interfere with the task force in the South Atlantic, and they've said that any Argentine aircraft involved in surveillance, including civilian planes of the force, would be regarded as hostile. The Argentine Foreign Minister, Mr. Costa Mendes, is on his way to Washington for a meeting on Monday with the Organization of American States. He is also expected to see Mr. Hague tonight. Prior to his departure, Mr. Costa Mendes said he was travelling to Washington with faith in Latin American solidarity and in the possibility of reaching a possible settlement of what he described as Argentina's very legitimate and just position. The two women hitchhikers who died in a head-on collision between two cars near Kilcullen and County Kildare have been named. They were Moira Kavanagh and Margaret Doyle, both aged 22. They were travelling to their homes at Boris in County Carlow when the accident occurred. The drivers of the cars suffered serious injuries. The General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, Mr. Donald Nevin, has told a civil service executive union meeting in Dunlira that trade unionists would not shirk paying their share of the increased costs of improved welfare benefits. Union leaders had welcomed the 25% increase in social welfare payments in the budget, he said, and a refusal to pay for that rise would be hypocritical. Sinn Féin, the Workers' Party, Ardesh and Dublin has voted to change the party's name by dropping the words Sinn Féin. In future, the organisation will be known as the Workers' Party. The change was overwhelmingly endorsed by delegates after a debate yesterday afternoon. The SDLP has formally come out against Mr. Pryor's plans for a devolved government in the north. After a meeting in Dungannon yesterday, a statement was issued saying that the SDLP regarded the proposals in the White Paper as unacceptable, and they said they didn't provide a basis for peace, stability and economic progress for the people of Northern Ireland. 25 people were arrested in clashes with police at the Porton Down Chemical Defence Establishment near Salisbury yesterday. About 5,000 animal rights demonstrators had marched through the town and then tried to break down one of the establishment's perimeter fences. In a series of skirmishes with police, the demonstrators got within 100 feet of laboratory buildings. There was some minor damage to the establishment, but no one was hurt. The Archbishop of Chicago, Cardinal John Cody, died early this morning. The Cardinal, who was in his 70s, collapsed at his home. He was under investigation after it was alleged that he had diverted church funds. The American Deputy Undersecretary of State, the American Undersecretary of State, Mr. Stessel, has returned to Israel following talks with Egyptian leaders in Cairo yesterday on the last remaining issue concerning Israel's withdrawal from Sinai. The two sides are to continue their discussions right up to today's deadline at midday on the exact borderline, particularly at Taba near Eilat. At noon, the Israeli flag will be lowered and the Egyptian flag raised at separate locations, signalling the return of the peninsula to Egypt after an occupation lasting 15 years. An hour later, Egypt will take over the territory and a multinational peacekeeping force will start to patrol the area. 20 diehard Jewish nationalists who spent yesterday in a synagogue, the last building still standing in the bulldozed town of Yamit, will be removed today. Finally, at Harrogate in Yorkshire last night, this year's Eurovision Song Contest was won by West Germany. 17-year-old Nicole had a runaway victory with the ballad Ein bisschen Frieden, scoring 61 points ahead of Israel, which came second. Ireland was placed 11th. Today's weather. In Dublin, it'll be dry and warm with some fine sunny spells. Best temperatures will reach 17 degrees Celsius, although it will be a little cooler on the coast. The wind will be light and variable. In the north, it will be warm and sunny with 17 degrees, and in northwest England, the day will start dull and foggy, but will become warm and dry with a lot of rather hazy sunshine. Best temperatures there, also 17 centigrade. Nova News and Weather, it's 5:30 past 8.
Radio Nova.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky.
It's now 11 minutes past 8. It's Andy playing all your favourites here on Clutter-Free Nova, 88 FM in stereo and the Mighty 890. We heard from America with A Horse With No Name and I Need You.
A new feeling, a new smile.
looking for a while. And an inch is better than a mile in the right direction. A new feeling, a new smile. We'll keep things ticking for a while. And an inch is better than a mile in the right direction. A new feeling, a new smile.
Windsor, Royal right to an Hell's Cross Bridge for your new Datsun car. Buying or leasing, come along and see us today. We sell more cars because we give good value every time. Windsor, Royal right to an Hell's Cross Bridge, open 7 days a week.
Hello, my little movie buffs. This is the gorgeous Marcel. I must tell you about the most outrageous new film called Victor Victoria. It stars the nutty Julie Andrews pretending to be a man, pretending to be a woman. And the divine James Garner, the nutty man is almost as good looking as me, who falls madly in love with her. Is the most fun you could possibly have, apart from being with me.
Now at the Adelphi Cinema.
Tasty inside, toasty outside, new
savory toast from Findus.
Findus savory toasts are new, so toddle along and see if they're in your shop yet. What are they? Golden toast sandwiches with sealed edges to keep the filling in, piping hot ham and cheese, or tasty minced beef. Delicious.
Tasty inside, toasty outside, new
savory toast from Findus.
Bye.
Well, Michael, there I was in the kitchen listening to Andy Archer. I got all hot. My clothes fell off. It was all in the best possible taste.
Krill tray in position. Booster one. Booster two. Booster three.
My mission, to camply go where no hand has set foot, to explore new vistas, quash new monsters, and make space a safe place for the human race, for I am Captain Kremen.
He's so hunky.
Okay, man, let's tread boldly.
Computer readout, Captain Elvis Brandenburg Kremen. Height 6'10". Muscles of steel. Legs like a gazelle. Thighs like tugboats. X-ray eyes. Bionic blood. Savior of the universe. He's so hunky.
Okay, man. Let's tread boldly.
It's favourites all the way on the Mighty 890 and Stereo 88 FM. This is Radio Nova with Kenny Everett and Captain Kremen.
Hello, bonjour, my little packet of cheese and onion crisps. Ici Smokey Robinson. And tell me tomorrow.
You can ration people like that, and they know when you've had them. What do you manage to do?
Don't you know, baby, tell me tomorrow, if you can't be mine. If someone's waiting, waiting up for you, you can keep it a secret, cause I need you to.
1982. Is this the year you're going to do it? Fly the Atlantic and see America and Canada for yourself? Can't afford it? Well, now you can. With Ambassador Worldwide Travel, New York return from £259, Miami from £299, and Toronto from only £265. Ambassador, bonded flights on Aer Lingus 747s and backed by JWT. So take off for your travel agent or to Ambassador Worldwide Travel, 16 Nassau Street. We put the world within your reach.
Windsor Motors, South Circular Road, Ryazzo, Dublin's downtown Datsun dealers. Come along today to our vast showroom display and select your new Datsun car from our range of Stanzas, Bluebirds, Sunnies, Cherries, Laurels, Saloons, Hatchbacks and Coupes. Windsor Motors, Ryazzo and Harrods Cross Bridge, open 7 days a week.
This summer, Hickey's can help you create bright new fashion ideas with a whole new generation of cool, colorful fashion fabrics. Fabrics and accessories from Hickey's. Everything you need to dress yourself and your family beautifully this summer.
And remember, Hickey's have a magnificent selection of curtain fabrics too.
Hickey's, now open downstairs in Penny's Mary Street.
Make it beautiful, make it right, make it with fabric from Hickey's.
Hello, darlings, it's your favorite Antipodean megastar here. I'm going to tell you all about Flowers by Elizabeth, the Interflora florist. You can get everything there, darlings, from pansies to lilies, even the world-famous Glady. So, possums, if it's blooms you want, blooms you'll get at Flowers by Elizabeth, the Interflora florist. Why not troll along to one of their three branches in Dublin? Or you can pick up the phone. Their number is 606-881. Give them your credit card number, and they'll send flowers anywhere in the world. So don't forget that number, it's 606-881, and the world's your oyster!
Radio Nova, playing favourites for you.
People say I'm the life of the party, cause I tell a joke or two. Although I might be laughing out at
blue eyes. Baby's got blue eyes.
Nearly 20 minutes to 9 on this Sunday morning with Elton John and Baby's Got Blue Eyes. If you've just woken up, good morning and welcome to the clutter-free sound of Nova. We're with you all day on 88 FM in stereo and, of course, the mighty 890.
I've got a secret combination. I'm gonna use it.
Simon from The Spy Who Loved Me, and that was Nobody Does It Better at 10 minutes to 9 on this Sunday morning from Clutter Free Nova, and some traffic news. In North Wales, the A55 is closed at Hollywell for the removal of a bridge, so if you want to cross the road there, I'm afraid you'll have to walk because they're removing the bridge. That's on the A55 in North Wales at Hollywell.
Would you look at that over at number 7?
What?
Yesterday the TJ Lawler insulation team finished double glazing the house, and today Cape Insulation arrived to do the cavity walls.
Mm.
How do they do it?
Easy. TJ Lawler Windows and Cape Insulation have teamed up to bring homeowners a unique deal in home insulation. When you decide on guaranteed aluminium windows from TJ Lawler, you get your loft or your cavity walls insulated for free. Yes, for free. And if you don't need loft or cavity insulation, you get your TJ Lawler Windows at a substantial reduction.
Fifth, Anglesey Road Balls Bridge. Don't miss it.
In this week's Sunday Journal.
Read all about it. Read all about it.
Overspending on defence is no longer exclusively a superpower problem. Right here in Ireland, the defence of private property and public institutions, individuals and public figures, as well as border duty by the security forces, is taking an increasing share of the pounds you pay in taxation. Read the full facts and find out what's being done about it. Keep up to date with your big value colour Sunday Journal.
Read all about it.
It's all in this week's great Sunday Journal.
Escape to the sun on a Tara Travel holiday. Your travel agent now has the Tara Travel Summer Holidays brochure and a beautiful choice of all the most exciting destinations in Spain, the Canaries, Portugal and Madeira, Italy's Riviera, Rome, Sicily, and now magical Morocco. Remember, all Tara holidays are boarded with flights available from...
Blue eyes, and I am home, and I am home again. Blue eyes laughing in the sun, laughing in the rain. Baby's got blue eyes, and I am home. Game.